How about that? You've had a lot of kicks in the teeth late in matches, but this time you did the other thing and went round and turned a match completely on its head.
Yeah, I thought the boys were fantastic tonight, and I think it's what we've been building up to, and I think we deserved it in all the games we've played this season. We've created a hatful of chances. Our problem is now that we're going to have to make sure that we don't let in our obligatory two goals per game, because that is that's not good form.
10 shots on target, I think Kenny Jackett just mentioned, yeah. And he said most teams that do that usually go on to win the game. That must be really pleasing for you, that you probably encouraged them to have a shot tonight with the way the pitch was playing.
Well, we knew it was a little bit of a skiddy pitch. But it is something that we work on quite a lot, people shooting and trying to score, basically. But I would say that we're a little bit disappointed about, you know, the fact that we've let in two goals. But listen, sometimes you've got to take the wins as they come, because we did enough to win the game at the weekend, and yeah, we drew in the last minute. But now, you know, we've got 4 points, and that will put us mid-table, I would imagine. And, you know, I think the confidence will grow from there.
And everyone will notice that it was a team performance, but Charlie Austin and Matt Phillips were there with the goals, with the moments of real quality to get you the 3 points. And obviously they're the people that you want to keep the most, I assume.
Well, I mean, you know, people do their jobs. You know, Nedim Manua was fantastic tonight. And, you know, Grant Hall's come in for his first start, and he was that. You wouldn't believe he's just a youngster coming in, playing against probably two of the best forwards in the league. He did fantastic. You know, and I was pleased with all the team tonight. And, you know, those two have been very professional, considering that there's a speculation of their futures at the club. They've trained hard and stuck to the game plan as much as the other boys.
And Ali Farlane was almost out on his feet at the end, wasn't he? Still putting tackles in. But, I mean, it was a great... That summed up, really, the performance from your lads.
Yeah, Ali, I'm very, very pleased. I mean, I didn't meet Ali for the first couple of months I was here, because he was away getting treatment. But he's been he's somebody that people look up to. You know, I think his ability to pass the ball is well respected, and himself as a character, you know, he's very well respected around the place. Whether he's involved or not involved, he's always very positive.
And over the last 12 months, the away fans have had a lot of difficult days to go back from. This will be one that will lift them so much, having come up here, you know, 2,500 or something that have made their way up to Molineux.
Well, that's why you probably saw me having a heart attack on the side, because when he put 5 minutes up, I couldn't believe it, and it was the longest 5 minutes ever. But I think if we play in that style for the rest of the season, I think we'll win more games than we lose. And I think if we keep positive in how we want to play, I think the fans will enjoy watching.
I was just noticing your celebrations at the end, rather than the heart palpitations.
Yeah, I was very pleased. I was pleased, really, for the... It's a midweek. We're going to go home on that coach now. We could have actually, you know, quite easily been, you know, a lot worse. You know, 2-0 down after 20-odd minutes. You fear the worst, don't you? You fear the worst in those situations. But the boys were very resilient, and they stuck to what we talked about before the game.
Good luck against Rotherham.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.